Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons, live at Scores Canal Street, just down the street from the Garden for tonight's Game 5 matchup between the Celtics and the Knicks. Come on down, celebrate, join Absolute Vodka and us. Now, though, we got to talk to Red Sox manager Alex Cora. He is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex Cora, how we doing this afternoon?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Great. So this is not going to sound like a softball right off the bat, but in light of last night's game, I got to ask you, it feels like every week we talk to you, we're talking about win two, lose two, get back to 500. How frustrating is that? How do you shake that trend that is the 500 baseball team that you've become over the last year plus?
Yeah, it sucks to sound this way, but we just got to play better, right? If you look at our game, especially on the road, since Cleveland, we've been in a lot of them. We had a lead in Cleveland up 3-0. We lost that game 4-3. The two games in Toronto, in Kansas City, the extra inning game, and then the game yesterday, right? We didn't play well the first game here. We got hit. So you take those, right? That happens. But yesterday we came back. We did an outstanding job offensively, especially at the bottom third of the lineup, and we didn't finish the game. So there's a lot of good things that we're doing, others that we have to improve. And, we got a chance today to finish a road trip on a positive note, obviously facing probably the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, Alex, a lot of people, this obviously frustrating up and down kind of season. And some would say, the team maybe needs a jolt, maybe perhaps bringing up some young guys just to maybe make a point. Do you see this team needing a jolt or just little tweaks at this stage of the season?
No, we need to execute pitches. I think that's the most important thing, especially in the later part of the game. There's been a lot of damage done against us. You even go to the series against Minnesota, right? We lost that one. We had a chance to beat them 2 out of 3, even sweep them, right? And we didn't execute pitches. So, obviously, there's a lot of talk about what some of the guys are doing in the minor leagues, right? And, obviously, they're really good at what they do. But, we have some good players here, and they're doing their job. I think defense can improve, and obviously the pinching part of it, especially when we have the lead late in games.
Alex, obviously a lot was made last week of John Henry and Craig Breslow flying out to Kansas City for the meeting with Rafael Devers. Reports were that you were in the room as well. So did you feel as though the meeting was productive? Were you surprised Mr. Henry decided to fly out there? And is there anything you feel like maybe could have been done to prevent things getting to the coming to such a head like that and, causing a disruption in the season?
I don't think it's disruption on the season, to be honest with you. Rafi was very vocal of what he said last week, right? And I think it tells everybody that John, Mr. Henry, he cares about the team, right? And he told me right away, I'm going to fly over there. He did. We had a a good meeting, to say the least. Obviously, I'm not going to get into the details of it. And here we are, right? And Rafi had a great weekend. You know, we play well in Kansas City, and we have struggled here in Detroit. But I think as a whole, everybody's in the same page. We just got to keep having conversations and keep working towards getting better. And as of now, as you guys know, today we're facing a lefty. Sogi's playing first base. Rafi's DHing. And, you know, this is where we're at right now.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Alex, when we talk about your style or skills as a manager, I know a lot of people talk about relationships being one of your strengths, the relationships you have with the clubhouse and individual players. And I'm wondering, how do those relationships play, or how do they come into the equation in a situation like what's going on with Devers?
I think at the end of the day, the relationship is the manager player, right? It's not Alex and Rafi, right? And we have conversations, we go over stuff, and at the end, we're shooting for the same goal, is to win the World Series, right? And like I said before, our conversations are private, you know? The one thing I need, you know, from our players is to be ready at 7:05, 7:10, 6:40, whenever the game is. And I think we have done a pretty good job as a staff, right? Yeah, people are going to talk about why he doesn't want to play first, or why he's the DH, you know? They talk about the way we handle things in the off season, and you know, you can always be better in certain areas. I do believe we went, you know, the right way about all this stuff, and people might agree or disagree. But you know, I'm in the room, I know how it works, you know, and from my end, and this is what I always tell the players, you know, whatever decision we make professionally or in the business or in the game, it doesn't affect, you know, who we think, you know, our relationships off the field. And that's the reality of it. It's never personal. It's just, you know, what we're trying to accomplish. And that's the way I see it.
Alex, just to kind of follow up on Andy's question, you know, obviously there's the Rafi stuff, you know, you deal with it, him personally, and go on. But, you know, it feels like, and reports are that maybe it's just impacted the rest of the locker room. The guys have an opinion on that one way or the other. Do you feel like this is the type of issue that you have to address with the team, or is that something you don't see as necessary?
Yeah, like I always said, you know, whatever conversations we have in the clubhouse, stay in the clubhouse, right? Meetings, no meetings, one-on-one conversations. You know, we're together in this. And, you know, coming out of what happened last week, we went to Kansas City. We won 2 out of 3. The kid had an outstanding weekend. Now we're here in Detroit. We haven't won the first two games. And like I said, we're facing the best pitcher in the planet tonight. Hopefully we can do the job and win the game, you know. But I think, you know, I have the pulse of what's going on. The guys are showing up every day and ready to work and busting their tails to win games, and that's the important thing.
Alex, I know we're going to revisit the same thing I've said a couple of times during these interviews about the Sox being so consistently inconsistent. And, you know, one of the things, unfortunately, that has been consistent about the team this season is finding a way into leading the league in stats that I know don't make you very happy, like at one point leading in strikeouts. And now, unfortunately, the Red Sox lead the majors in blown saves with 11. You know, Whitlock, another tough night last night. How do you get around on that, and what can be done to try to remedy that as quickly as possible?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to revisit what happened yesterday, go over the at-bats, you know. Javi Baez twice, we threw a breaking ball for strikes, that's a no-no for Javi, and then we try to expand and we hung a pitch, right? And it was in the same spot, right? And those are things that, you know, we have to talk to them, go over their reports, go over how we're going to execute this. And we've been burned a few times, right, over the course of the season, you know, late in games. And it's a bad taste, right? It sucks, to be honest with you. But these guys are really good at what they do. They're going to go through their hot stretch or hot streak, you know, and they're going to put zeros on the board. It just happens that, you know, the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's happened a lot, right? And it has cost us a lot of games. But we trust these guys, you know, stuff-wise, we're really good. You know, I think – it's that at the end of the day, you know, those hanging breaking balls, what we have to do, especially when we're ahead in the count, you know, to execute, and we're working on it.
Tanner Houck had a tough performance, obviously, the other night. Just wondering, I guess, how long is the leash on a guy like that, especially when it feels like you have some depth in the rotation and have some extra arms? How do you get him turned around back to all-star caliber pitcher?
Yeah, there's a few things that we have recognized the last few days and even before that, you know, and release point, you know, his delivery, the action of his pitches. You know, if you compare the sinker he threw to Gleyber Torres 2 days ago in the first inning, it's night and day compared to the sinker he was throwing in Toronto against Vladdy, Bichette, and Kirk, right? So conviction behind the pitches is really important, right? Pitching at 91, 92, it's not great, right? I think there's more in the tank, and we saw it throughout the outing, right? The more he got hit, then, you know, he stepped on the gas and he started throwing harder. Command was off that night. So there's a few things that the pitching department has recognized, and we're going to work on it.
Alex, thoughts on first base? Last week when we talked to you, it sounded like as if you would have been okay if, you know, Romy Gonzalez maybe kind of took the job there, but he's on the IL right now. Just your overall thoughts, Abraham Toro and Nick Sogard filling in, just that position, where it stands currently, first base.
Yeah, they're where we at. Like I said, Sog is playing first today, and Friday we're facing two lefties. Most likely Toro will play Saturday. And if everything goes well, I think Romy should be back with us on day 10 of his IL stint. You know, he's feeling good. He's moving better. Just a matter of see if we need a rehab assignment. And if he needs it, he'll go get a few at-bats, and he'll be with us. So both of them very good defensively. They made some plays, and I think the at-bats have been solid, you know. Sog especially, you know, when he got here, just a different at-bat, you know, very patient, puts up on play. Played the little game, right? And like I said, defensively is something that we really, you know, care about. You know, we have to catch the ball over there. We have to make plays. And so far, both of them have done a good job.
Alex, 4-6 over your last 10, but still you haven't lost a lot of ground because Yankees 5-5, Jays 500, Rays 500, Orioles 4-6. Obviously, the AL East is struggling. So it feels like if you guys could just build momentum, catch fire, win 5 or 6 in a row, you could really turn things around quickly. Is there any one extra something besides, you know, not hanging a breaking ball or just putting good barrels to the bat that you think this team needs to get that winning streak going?
Yeah, obviously coming here from Kansas City, we get momentum and then we gave it right back, you know, on the first game of the series. Yesterday, it felt great until it didn't, right? So it'll be good to finish strong this road trip, play good today, and win the ball game. We get an off day tomorrow, and then it's a long homestand. And we've been talking about this for the last 2 or 3 years. You know, we have to be better at home. We face the Braves, we face the Mets, and then Baltimore. You know, having that great homestand that we haven't had in years. You know, it feels like we haven't had a long winning streak either. So, you know, 8 out of 10, 13 out of 15, 13 out of 16, you know, that'll be great. And if we do that, you know, then you can survive for a week, you know, play for 100, and then you go right after it, you know. And that's how winning teams do it, you know. It doesn't happen winning 20 in a row, you know. That happened once or twice that I remember, Colorado in 07 and Cleveland, I think it was in 17, right? So just keep winning series, which is the most important thing, obviously. Save this one, win this one, and then go home and dominate.
Alex, we had some pretty big news in the world of baseball yesterday, and I know you're a fan of baseball, a historian of the game. The announcement from the commissioner's office that Pete Rose and others are now eligible for the Hall of Fame. Just what was your reaction to that news?
A little bit surprised, you know, with the decision, but, you know, these people, they give a lot of thoughts to stuff like this. I can tell you, you know, I lived it, right, a few years ago. And, you know, it's not a decision that was made one day or a reaction to something. So respect the decision, you know. Obviously, a lot of people are excited about what might happen in the future. It's not a given that that might happen, but at least it's one step of hope, you know, for Pete to make it to Cooperstown.
Hey, Alex, I can't get off first base. I got to just ask you about it again. The homestand coming up, a lot of people are thinking that maybe perhaps that's an opportunity to get to Rafi some work there at first base. Do you anticipate, you know, having Rafi take grounders at first during this homestand to maybe prepare him for an opportunity to play first?
Like I said, you know, conversations are going on. You know, there's not a given Rafi's going to take ground balls at first in the homestand. But we'll keep working at it, not only with him, but with others. And, you know, I know Craig is doing a good job just, you know, on the phone trying to gather as much information as possible. You know, the goal here is to make the team better, right? I think the most important thing here in the short run is to get Romy back, getting healthy, give him a chance to play first and see where he takes us.
Alex, obviously you got your hands full tonight against maybe the best pitcher in baseball in Skubal, and you could use, like you said, a big dub to come home and start a home standoff on the right way. But, you know, obviously there's a huge game going on tonight right around the corner from us at the Garden. Celtics are in an elimination game, odds against them against the Knicks. You know, if you're, you know, you've managed in elimination games, you know when the stakes are really high. What's that extra something you bring as a coach, a manager, leader of men in an elimination game to try to relax them, but at the same time let them know it's go time, get it done?
I think it goes both ways, right? You're excited about the opportunity to compete again, right? And you have a chance to make something special, but at the same time, understanding that you have to slow it down. And I think that's what the guys are going to do. I wouldn't be surprised if they go out there tonight and they win by 20 and take it to Madison Square Garden and see what happens over there.
All right, Alex, appreciate you joining us. Wish your brother happy birthday, by the way. The only thing we don't want you to give him as a gift would be a victory.
You know what?
Right?
Enough of him. Bro, I saw him last night, and all kidding aside, sometimes people say, he's BS and whatever. Well, I just want to, you know, share what I see here. You know, I think that's a cool thing about this show and talking to the media. So last night, you know, we're up in the 11th, whatever it is, or 12th, and, you know, Javi hits the homer, and you see my brother's reaction, and my thought was like, this is freaking real, you know, like he was so excited, you know, for his team, obviously, and he forgot that his little brother was on the other side. He can care less about me. Yeah.
All right, Alex, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll see you guys next week.
Yes, sir. Thank
you.
All right.
Alex Cora, the manager.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Of the Boston Red Sox joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. We are live from Scores, where the crowd is starting to come in. We got a few at the bar starting to pregame Celtics Knicks tonight. We'll talk about that next and react to what Alex Cora had to say because Ted Johnson was hounding him on the first base situation. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.